All right, let's talk a little bit about specific hashtags. It's been a while. All right, what's a specific hashtag? Well, let's first take off the table what are branded and generic hashtags. We've talked about those over the last 2 days. Remember branded hashtags. My example has been now for two, this is the third day. You're a guy named Charlie and you have a place called Charlie's Cupcakes, right? Kind of a odd business for Charlie, but whatever. A branded hashtag would be hashtag Charlie's Cupcakes. A branded hashtag would be hashtag Charlie's Cupcake. If you had a cupcake in your store called the Super Charlie, you know, a hashtag Super Charlie would be a branded hashtag. Okay. How many people out there on the planet you think are using the hashtag Super Charlie for anything? So if you decided to name a donut that, right, it's your flagship donut, the Super Charlie, you call it, you know, hashtag Super Charlie. Then you have the generic hashtags, hashtags like hashtag cupcake, hashtag cupcakes, hashtag cupcake icing, hashtag tasty cupcake. Okay. Those are very generic hashtags. Those are the type of hashtags that almost anybody posting anything about a cupcake on Instagram is going to use when they hashtag their content. But then you have specific hashtags. What exactly is a specific hashtag? You would think that a specific hashtag would fall somewhere in between the branded and the generic, and maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but actually it kind of does, not really, but kind of, and I'll show you how. Let's say Charlie's Cupcakes is in Cincinnati. Okay, the three C's. Maybe he's got a donut called the three C's. You know, Cincinnati, Charlie's Cupcakes, Cincinnati, whatever. So the specific hashtag would be hashtag Cincinnati Cupcake, hashtag Cincinnati Cupcakes, hashtag Cupcakes in Cincinnati. So it's taking off the table worldwide. Cupcakes, right? It's not a cup. This is for people who are in Cincinnati, people who are looking up things in Cincinnati. If you are starting to fall under the radar of people in Cincinnati and you're using hashtag Cincinnati Cupcakes, they might click that and see, is anybody else using the hashtag Cincinnati Cupcakes? Maybe there's, you know, five stores around town that are all using the hashtag Cincinnati Cupcakes as a place to grow their business. It could be you and it could be three of your competitors. And between the three of you, you've got five stores, right? Everybody could be using that hashtag. And it's just kind of like McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's are all in the same corner. They help each other out by being there. And when people are hungry, they know to go to that corner. And when they get there, they make the decision. Well, if everyone in town that does cupcakes is doing a hashtag Cincinnati Cupcakes, then people are going to be like, well, if I'm in that part of town, I know that this guy's cupcakes are there. If I'm in the other part of town, ooh, that's where Charlie's is. So that's a specific hashtag. It could be hashtag Ohio cupcakes. It could be hashtag, maybe your store is, you know, got a view of the Ohio River. Hashtag Ohio River cupcakes. I mean, it's a specific, like nobody in New York is going to be interested in hashtag Ohio cupcake unless they're visiting. Hashtag River Cupcake or Ohio River Cupcake. They're not going to be interested in that. Probably even if they're visiting, it sounds kind of gross, right? Ohio River Cupcakes. Ew, I don't want anything to do with that. So maybe that's not a good one. But the specific hashtags are great for doing things like local markets or for people with very specific tastes. Maybe you've got a cupcake that's extremely unique, like a cinnamon raisin with a vanilla top. And I don't know what, maybe it's got a certain name in the industry that it's called. And you're going to do a hashtag with that. That would be very specific to that donut style or cupcake style. So specific hashtags, people. Look, those actually could be some of your very best ones. Because that's where, especially if you're a brick and mortar store or a location of some sort, or you're serving the local market like you're a real estate agent, hashtag Cincinnati real estate agent, hashtag Cincinnati realtor, hashtag agent, hashtag broker, hashtag house for sale, Cincinnati house. I meant to put a Cincinnati in all those. House for sale. Very specific. Use them, folks.